It's the equation that determines just how much control you have over your life. Responsibility equals ownership, times awareness, times action. Simple formula, isn't it? But behind those words is the secret to why some lives blossom and others stay stuck year after year. Responsibility, such a powerful word. The turning point. The difference between living as a passenger or as the pilot. That word, responsibility, is not a burden. It's the invitation to take the wheel. Responsibility equals ownership times awareness times action. Think of it like this. Every result you see in your life, every circumstance, every achievement or disappointment, it traces back to these three elements. How much did you own the situation? How clearly did you see what was happening? And how consistently did you act to change or reinforce the outcome? Take ownership, awareness, and action, and multiply them. That's the level of responsibility you'll exercise, and that's the level of results you'll get. If any of those three drops to zero, the whole formula collapses. You can't act on what you refuse to see. You can't see what you won't own, and you can't own what you won't act upon. It's like building a house. Ownership is the land. Awareness is the blueprint, and action is the construction. Leave out anyone, and you end up with a vacant lot, or a pile of bricks, or an unfinished sketch. Sometimes folks come up and say, Jim, it seems like life is so unpredictable. So much is out of your hands. But look a little closer. Every achievement, every mistake, every moment of progress or regret, trace it back. You'll see this formula at work. Maybe you're not where you want to be. Maybe your bank account's thin. Your relationships are shaky. Your health is lagging. The temptation is to point outside. The market, the boss, the weather, the economy, the spouse. But if you'll pause, look in the mirror and say, my results equal my responsibility. Ownership times, awareness times action. Something starts to shift. You realize nobody can take your place in this equation. Nobody can substitute for your ownership or lend you their awareness or act in your shoes. It's always you, multiplied by you, multiplied by you. When you truly get this, when you internalize it, you stop waiting for things to get easier, for circumstances to change, for someone to give you a break. You step forward. You say, if it's to be, it's up to me. Not in arrogance, but in quiet confidence. Because this formula is not about blame. It's about agency. The power to initiate, to steer, to transform. The ability to take the raw materials life hands you and shape them day by day. That's what we're after today. Discovering how much of life is in your hands, not by wishful thinking, but by taking responsibility in this deliberate multiplier way. Ownership, awareness, action. Responsibility equals ownership times awareness times action. Learn to see this equation everywhere you look, in business, in health, in relationships, in finances. Watch how it works. See the results it produces. And understand, the more you invest in each part, the greater the return. So as we move forward, remember, every result in your life can be traced back to this formula. The question is, how much are you willing to own? How clearly are you willing to see? And how consistently will you act? And the first multiplier is ownership. That's where the shift begins. Nothing changes until you claim it. Most people never quite make that move. They wait for life to hand them something different before they take responsibility for what's already in their hands. Excuses, let me tell you. Excuses are tempting. They sound reasonable, don't they? The timing was wrong. The boss didn't see your effort. The market was against you. The world was unfair. But every time you offer an excuse, you're subtracting your own power. You're giving it away, bit by bit, until one day you wake up wondering why nothing feels within reach. Ownership, on the other hand, multiplies your power. You start to say, it's my life, so it's my move. Not someone else's job, not luck's business, not fate's concern. If it's in my world, I can influence it. Maybe I can't control every event, but I can control my response. And in the end, that's where life is shaped. I remember years ago, talking with a young man in a small town in Idaho. He came up after a seminar and told me about his string of disappointments. Job lost, car broken down, friends not showing up the way he hoped. And as he shared, I could hear it, the pattern, excuses piling up like bricks. Finally, I asked him, what would happen if just for the next 30 days, you accepted complete ownership for every outcome? Not partial, not just the good days, but all of it. The wins and the losses. He hesitated. You could see the wheels turning. Then he asked, what if some things really aren't my fault? That's a fair question. But see, ownership isn't about assigning fault. It's about claiming your ability to influence the next step. It's about saying, even if I didn't cause it, I can shape what happens next. That's real power. Now, this doesn't mean you beat yourself up for every mistake or misfortune. It means you ask different questions. Instead of, why did this happen to me? You start asking, what can I do with what I've got? How can I make it better? Even if, just by a little. The responsible person, the one who multiplies results, is the one who stops waiting for someone else to come along and change the story. He or she says, if there's going to be a turnaround, it starts with me. If the finances need fixing, it's my move. If the relationship needs mending, it's my move. If my health needs attention, it's my move. That's the attitude that opens doors. Because as soon as you claim it, solutions start to appear. Not all at once, not always easy, but opportunities you never noticed before begin to show up. And here's the secret. Life is always waiting to reward those who step up and take ownership. I remember when I first started out, things weren't handed to me. There were times when I wanted to blame the circumstances, my background, the lack of connections. But I learned that as long as I waited for someone else to do it for me, I was on hold. The moment I said, this is my life, these are my choices, and this is my responsibility, that's when things started to change. So, what's your move? Are you willing to claim ownership? Not just in the good times, but especially when the chips are down. That's where character is forged. That's where growth happens. That's where life, real life, begins. Because nothing changes until you claim it. Every time you take ownership, you multiply your power, your influence, your results. That's the first multiplier. But there's another piece that has to follow, awareness. Responsibility always begins there. You can't change what you don't notice. You can't fix what you're blind to. That's a simple truth, but a powerful one. You ever walk into a room in the dark and bump your shin on the coffee table? It wasn't the coffee table's fault. You just didn't see it. Awareness is about turning on the lights in your life so you stop stubbing your toe on the same problems over and over. One of the most valuable skills you can develop is learning to see, really see, the patterns, the choices, and the habits that have created your current results. Some folks spend years asking why nothing changes, but never stop to examine the patterns that keep them where they are. They repeat yesterday, hoping for a different tomorrow. I remember a time early in my career when my results just weren't matching my efforts. I worked hard. I showed up. But the breakthrough wouldn't come. I started blaming the company, the products, the economy. Then, one day, I sat down and asked myself, what's really going on here? What am I doing that keeps bringing me back to this same spot? That question was a turning point. When you take responsibility for your awareness, you start to notice things you never saw before. Maybe it's the way you start strong on a new goal, but lose focus a week later. Maybe it's a habit of spending just a little more than you should, or speaking in frustration instead of patience. Maybe it's letting opportunities pass because you hesitate one moment too long. Awareness isn't always comfortable. Sometimes you see things you'd rather ignore, old habits, limiting beliefs, patterns picked up along the way. But every time you shine a light on the real causes behind your results, you give yourself the chance to choose something better. I encourage you to play detective in your own life. Don't just settle for surface answers. Dig. Ask, why did I do that? What's behind that reaction? How did I end up here? Again, trace it back to the root, not just the symptom. There's a law of cause and effect in life. Every effect has a cause. Every result has a chain of decisions behind it. Responsibility means being willing to look at that chain, to see where it began, and to notice what needs changing. Once you spot the pattern, you have a choice. You can keep doing what you've always done, or you can decide to try something new. But you can't make that choice if you're operating in the dark. Awareness gives you options. You know, sometimes people say, if I just knew what was wrong, I could fix it. Most of the time, what's wrong isn't hidden. It's right there, waiting for a little honest reflection. Awareness is about being willing to face it without judgment, but with a commitment to learn. So ask yourself, what have I been pretending not to notice? What patterns keep showing up? What habits keep producing the same old results? Awareness is the beginning of all change. And here's the best part. When you get honest with yourself and see things clearly, you're already halfway to a solution. Because once you see it, you can't unsee it. The question then becomes, what will you do about it? That's where the third multiplier comes in, action. Awareness without action is just self-deception. It might sound good, it might make sense, but nothing changes until you close the gap between what you know and what you do. Have you ever met someone who knows all the right answers, but never seems to move forward? You hear it in conversations all the time. People say, I know I should eat better. I know I should save more. I know I should spend more time with my family. But knowing isn't doing. And the gap between knowing and doing is where most dreams disappear. Taking responsibility means you refuse to leave your future up to chance or good intentions. It means you do something about what you see. Even small steps, done consistently, start to build momentum. It's not what you know, it's what you prove by your actions. Years ago, I sat across from a young man frustrated about his lack of progress. He had read all the books, attended all the seminars, took pages of notes, but nothing in his life seemed to shift. I asked him, "What have you actually done this week with what you've learned?" There was a long silence, and you could see it, a moment of honest reckoning. Information is powerful, but only when it's put to work. Action is the bridge between your intentions and your results. Responsibility isn't just saying, I know better. It's asking, am I doing better? And when you act consistently, deliberately, you verify your commitment. Consistency is the real test. Anybody can take action once, but responsibility is proven over time. Some people are waiting for the perfect plan. They want all the lights green before they ever leave the driveway. But life doesn't work like that. You act with what you know. You make adjustments along the way. But you keep moving, because movement, no matter how small, is what begins to separate you from the pack. I'm telling you, every breakthrough in my life came not just from realizing what needed to change, but from doing something about it. Sometimes the step was small, making a phone call, setting the alarm a little earlier, apologizing when I needed to. Sometimes the action was bold, starting a business, making an investment, changing directions entirely. But always, it was the action that made the difference. You build trust with yourself through action. You start to believe your own promises. When you say, I'm going to change this, and you do, even in a small way, your confidence grows. Suddenly, bigger changes feel possible. But here's the other side. Every time you know what to do, and you don't do it, you erode that trust. You begin to doubt your own word, and nothing slows progress like self-doubt. So here's how you can apply this in your own life. What's one thing you know you need to do? One small action you could take today? Don't wait for perfection. Don't wait for all the answers. Take a step, then take another. Consistency is the proof of responsibility. Not just what you say, but what you repeat day after day. And as you take those actions, you start to notice life responds. Opportunities open, habits shift, results multiply. Not overnight, but over time. So remember, awareness without action is self-deception. Responsibility is measured not in what you know, but in what you do. Consistency verifies commitment. And every step you take is a vote for the person you are becoming. But there's a threat that can undo all that progress if you let it. Blame. Blame divides energy. Every time you assign fault, you surrender control. Think about it. The more you point the finger, the less you can move your own hand. It's easy to fall into the habit of blaming. The weather, the boss, the traffic, the government, the neighbor's dog. There's always something or someone you could hold responsible for your setbacks. But the problem with blame is that it keeps you stuck. Every ounce of energy spent assigning fault is energy taken away from finding solutions. Let's be honest. Blame feels good for a moment. It relieves the pressure, lets you off the hook. But it's a trade. You get temporary relief in exchange for long-term progress. I remember times early on when a project went south, and my first reaction was to find the leak. Who did what? Who missed the step? Whose mistakes set us back? And all the while, the clock was ticking, the opportunity slipping away. You see, blame creates distance between you and the outcome. It convinces you that you're just a spectator in your own life. But responsibility, real responsibility, draws you back into the game. It says, if I don't like this result, I need to be part of the solution. I challenge you every time you catch yourself blaming, pause and ask a better question. Not whose fault is this, but what could I do differently next time? What can I learn? Where can I take action? You'll notice, as soon as you subtract blame from your thinking, new answers begin to appear. Solutions that were hidden behind resentment or frustration suddenly come into view. The moment you take back ownership, your creative energy returns. Blame is like trying to drive forward while staring in the rearview mirror. You see everything that went wrong, but you miss what's possible right in front of you. Turn your attention from the past to the present, from who's at fault to what you can do now. I remember working with a team that struggled with this very issue. Whenever a problem came up, the meeting would spiral into a blame game. Names, departments, history. Nothing moved forward, so I asked them to make a shift. Instead of blame, practice evaluation. When something goes wrong, step back and review. Not to assign guilt, but to learn. What worked? What didn't? What adjustments are needed? Suddenly, the energy in the room changed. Progress replaced paralysis. You can apply this in your own life, your business, your family. Whenever you feel blame creeping in, trade it for evaluation. Ask what you could do differently next time. That's the mindset of a responsible person. That's how you regain control. And every time you do this, you multiply your capacity for growth. You spend less time defending the past and more time designing the future. Because after all, the goal isn't to prove who's at fault. The goal is to improve the outcome. So remember, blame divides energy and surrenders control. Replace it with honest evaluation. Ask what you could do differently. That's the real move of responsibility. And that's how you set yourself up for the next level, multiplying results through discipline. Discipline is where results really start to multiply. This is where responsibility stops being just a concept and becomes a compounding force in your life. Because when ownership meets daily discipline, progress begins to stack up day after day until even you are surprised by what you've built. Responsibility isn't a one-time event. It's not a burst of inspiration on a Monday morning, only to fade by Tuesday afternoon. It's a repeated choice, one you make every single day. Discipline is the glue that holds ownership and awareness and action together. People ask, how do I change my life? How do I make these principles stick? The answer is discipline. The discipline to do what you said you'd do, long after the mood in which you said it has left you. The discipline to get up and try again, to review, to adjust, to keep at it until new habits become second nature. I remember in my early years, the struggle with inconsistency. I'd get excited about a new idea, start strong, then get distracted by something shiny or difficult. But nothing really changed until I understood that discipline was the multiplier. Small, repeated actions, done when you feel like it, and more importantly, when you don't, those are what build a life of results. Think about the power of daily habits, the small decisions you make in the morning, the routines you follow, the commitments you keep. Each act of discipline is a vote for the future you want. And just as interest compounds in the bank, discipline compounds in your results. Some people are waiting for motivation. They want to feel like it. But motivation is a visitor. Discipline is a resident. Motivation may get you started, but only discipline will see you through. And here's the wonderful part. Discipline gets easier the more you practice it. Each time you follow through, you prove to yourself that you can be trusted. That trust becomes confidence, and that confidence becomes momentum. It's in the daily disciplines that you find the real magic of responsibility. The way you handle your mornings, the way you use your evenings, the way you follow through on your promises, even when nobody else is watching. Those choices are your true resume. And let's not kid ourselves. Discipline isn't always glamorous. It's sometimes boring. Sometimes it means saying no when everyone else says yes. It's getting up early when you'd rather sleep in. It's doing the work before you see the reward. But every time you do, you stack another brick in the foundation of your future. I remember a friend who wanted to get in shape. He tried all the shortcuts, fancy equipment, miracle diets, bursts of inspiration, but nothing stuck until he got serious about discipline. Walking every day, making better choices, meal after meal, tracking his progress, even on the days he didn't feel like it. In a year, his life changed, not because of a single act, but because of 1,000 small, disciplined ones. So if you want to multiply your results, don't look for a secret. Look for your daily disciplines. Ask yourself, what's one thing I can do every day, no matter what, Start there. Keep at it. Watch the results multiply. That's the real secret. Ownership with discipline, repeated again and again. But responsibility doesn't stop with you alone. It shows up most clearly in your relationships and your work. Life doesn't just happen in isolation. It happens in connection with partners, colleagues, clients, family, friends. And in every connection, responsibility has a multiplier effect. The person who takes more ownership often leads the outcome. Think about this. In any partnership, business or personal, there's a natural rhythm. One person steps up, claims ownership, and the energy shifts. Dependability becomes influence. People start trusting the one who consistently shows up, keeps commitments, and solves problems rather than points fingers. That's responsibility in motion. I remember a young entrepreneur I met. His company was struggling with deadlines, customer complaints, and internal tension. Everyone blamed someone else. Then he decided, enough. He started taking responsibility. He made calls, clarified expectations, fixed problems, and most importantly, he led by example. The effect was remarkable. Within months, the company culture shifted. People followed his lead because he had shown he would do what needed to be done every time. Responsibility is magnetic. It inspires trust. It earns respect. It makes others willing to follow your lead, even when the journey is difficult. And you know, trust is everything. Without trust, no team can thrive, no family can harmonize, no partnership can flourish. But when one person steps up and takes responsibility, the atmosphere changes. Others relax. Cooperation grows. Results improve. It also works in families. The parent who consistently shows up, communicates clearly, and handles challenges without blame, creates stability. The child who sees that example learns the value of commitment, discipline, and action. The sibling or spouse who takes ownership of their role strengthens the whole system. At work, the responsible person is noticed, sometimes quietly, sometimes visibly, but always reliably. Managers, colleagues, clients, they see someone who can be counted on. And when you're the one who steps in to handle what needs doing, the outcomes get better. Performance improves, conflicts reduce, and opportunities open up. Here's the thing. Responsibility isn't controlling everyone else. It's controlling yourself. It's leading by example. And paradoxically, the more you take ownership, the more influence you gain. Others may resist or falter, but your steadfast responsibility becomes a stabilizing force. You don't need to yell or insist. You simply do what's right, and people respond. It's easy to blame others when results are poor. But every time you choose to take responsibility in your relationships or your work, you multiply results, increase trust, and elevate your influence. That's the unseen power. You might not get the credit you deserve immediately, but the system, the natural law of human cooperation, always rewards the responsible. And the beauty of it is this: responsibility doesn't just improve results. It improves relationships. Dependable people create harmony, foster loyalty, and build lasting bonds. Because in life, relationships are currency, and trust is the interest. So remember, wherever you interact with your family, your team, your clients, look at the equation: ownership times, awareness times, action. Apply it consistently and watch trust grow, influence expand, and outcomes multiply. Responsibility isn't just personal, it's relational. And it's in these connections that the formula shows its exponential power. And something interesting happens when you master responsibility in your relationships and your work. You start to notice a kind of hidden freedom. At first, responsibility can feel heavy. The word alone sounds like a weight on your shoulders. Bills, decisions, obligations, expectations. Responsibility can seem like a burden. But here's the paradox. The more responsibility you take, the freer you become. Think about it. When you control your own input, your choices, your actions, your habits, you stop being hostage to the whims of others. You're no longer waiting for circumstances to change or for someone else to act. You have control. And where there's control, there's freedom. Many people think freedom is doing whatever they want, whenever they want. But true freedom comes from discipline, from ownership, from commitment. Because if you refuse to take responsibility for your life, you're bound by every external force, the economy, the boss, the traffic, the neighbor, the weather. You're at their mercy. Take a moment to consider this. Every choice you make, every habit you form, every action you take either increases your freedom or decreases it. When you take responsibility, you increase your freedom. You're creating options. You're building the ability to respond rather than react. I remember early in my career feeling trapped by circumstances. I thought I had no control over where I lived, the work I did, or the income I earned. And then it hit me. Freedom isn't waiting for life to be easy. Freedom comes from taking charge, from saying, I will do what I can with what I have right now. That's the doorway to liberation. Responsibility also liberates you emotionally. When you stop blaming, whining, or complaining, you release yourself from resentment. You stop being a victim and start being a creator. That's freedom of mind, the ability to think clearly, act decisively, and focus on solutions rather than problems. The more responsibility you accept, the more capable you become. And capability brings freedom. Not just freedom from external constraints, but freedom to pursue your vision. Freedom to live by your principles. Freedom to create the life you want. That's why the responsible person always carries a lightness alongside the weight. They know they hold the power to influence outcomes. It's ironic, isn't it? The word responsibility sounds heavy, but it's the path to release. The person who refuses it remains bound, while the one who embraces it finds wings. And these wings aren't metaphorical. They're real. The freedom to make choices. The freedom to act on your awareness. The freedom to build the results you desire. So when you feel the weight of responsibility, remember this. You are holding the keys to your life. The door to freedom swings open when you step through with ownership, awareness, and action. And once you do, you'll never look at responsibility the same way again. This is the stage where life stops happening to you and starts happening because of you. And now that you see the power, the question is simple. Are you ready to test the formula? Because that's where the real difference is made. You've heard about ownership, awareness, and action. You've seen how blame subtracts power and discipline multiplies it. You've even glimpsed the hidden freedom that comes with responsibility. But it's one thing to talk about it. It's another to apply it. Here's the simplest way to begin. Choose one problem in your life. Not all your problems, just one. Maybe it's your finances, your health, a relationship, or a work project. Look at it honestly. Own it. Accept full responsibility for the part you can influence. That's step one, ownership. Say to yourself, this is my situation and I have the ability to influence it. Next, bring awareness to the problem. Examine it carefully. What patterns led to this result? What choices or habits contributed to it? Don't be defensive. Don't assign blame. Just see it for what it is. Awareness is the lens through which you understand cause and effect. Clarity precedes change. And then here comes the crucial part. take one immediate action. One. Not 10, not a month-long plan. Just one actionable step today. Call someone, make a plan, set a deadline, change a habit, start a conversation. Whatever moves the needle, even slightly. Action is the proof of responsibility. It closes the gap between knowing and doing. It creates momentum. Track it. Watch what happens. You'll be surprised how quickly perspective changes. The mind loves results. And the first step, no matter how small, signals to your brain that you are serious. You've moved from theory into practice. You've taken ownership, applied awareness, and acted. That's the formula in motion. I've seen people try this again and again. They start with something small, maybe clearing up a relationship misunderstanding or tackling a debt or organizing their schedule. Within days, the energy shifts. Opportunities present themselves. Solutions appear that weren't visible before. Action begets action, and responsibility compounds. And here's a secret. The first test is always the hardest. It's one thing to talk about responsibility in a seminar, in theory. It's another to put it on the line in your own life, to take ownership when it's uncomfortable, to face the truth with awareness, and to act when fear or laziness or doubt would rather do nothing. But once you take that first step, the path becomes clearer. You build confidence. You build trust in yourself. And you begin to see that the formula really works. This is the essence of progress. You don't need to overhaul everything at once. You just need to start. Pick one problem. Own it. See it. Act on it. And then repeat. The formula is simple, but its effects are exponential. And as you continue this practice, you'll notice something profound. Life responds to those who respond first. The law is universal. It applies to every area of life: health, wealth, relationships, personal growth. Responsibility is the spark that ignites results. So here's your assignment right here, right now. Pick that one problem, take ownership, gain awareness, take your action today. Observe what changes tomorrow and the day after. Track it, feel it, experience the shift, and know that this is just the beginning. The final piece of the puzzle is understanding the law that governs all this, the final law of responsibility. And now we come to the final law of responsibility. This is the one principle that ties everything together. Everything improves when you improve. It's simple, but it's profound. The formula we've been talking about: ownership, awareness, action, minus blame, multiplied by discipline, works because life responds to those who respond first. Think about it. The person who refuses to wait for circumstances to improve, who steps up to the plate, who takes ownership of their life, their relationships, their work. They get results, not by luck, not by chance, but because they respond. The world responds to action, to initiative, to responsibility. It works in every area. Health improves when you take responsibility for your body, your diet, your habits. Wealth grows when you accept ownership of your finances, your skills, your work ethic. Happiness deepens when you take responsibility for your attitude, your relationships, your choices. The law is universal. It doesn't care who you are, where you live, or what you've been told. Responsibility produces results because it engages cause and effect. I've seen people transform their lives with this principle, one step at a time, each multiplied by awareness and action. They didn't wait for someone else to fix it, for conditions to be perfect, or for life to become easier. They took responsibility, and the rewards were immense. The law of responsibility is also empowering because it tells you that no matter the situation, you always have influence. You may not control every event, but you control your response. You may not be able to change the past, but you can act today. And your actions compound. Each responsible choice makes the next one easier, the next result larger. I remember meeting a man who struggled for years with his career. He had every excuse imaginable: market conditions, a difficult boss, bad timing. Then he realized the law of responsibility. Everything improves when he improves. He began to focus on what he could control: his effort, his learning, his attitude. Slowly but surely, doors opened, opportunities appeared, and results started to accumulate. It wasn't overnight, but it was steady. And eventually, he looked back and realized he had changed everything by changing himself first. This is the power of responsibility. It's not about blaming yourself for what's gone wrong. It's about claiming your power to make what comes next better. It's about multiplying results through discipline. It's about creating trust and influence in relationships and work. It's about finding freedom and control and momentum in action. So here's the takeaway: responsibility equals ownership times awareness times action. Subtract blame, multiply results through discipline. Apply it in every area of life. Test it with one problem today. Respond first, improve yourself, and life responds in kind. Health, wealth, happiness, they all bend to the law of responsibility. When you leave this room today, don't just remember the words, live them. Step into your life with ownership. See clearly with awareness. Act consistently. Subtract blame. Build discipline. And watch how your world changes because you responded first. That is the formula, the law, and the path to a life well lived. And remember, responsibility isn't a burden. It's the bridge to freedom, results, and a life you can be proud of. Take it seriously, apply it daily, and watch how life responds.